Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the Psalms today, so if you turn about halfway through the Bible, you'll find the Psalms. Find Psalm 134. We'll be reading Psalm 134 through 136. I was going to say they're short, but actually there's a little more length to them than normal. So I might take some devotional pauses and then give some applicational thoughts at the end. And I encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Psalms, the emotion that is shared in praise to you. And I pray that that will be my heart's motive today, to learn how to even praise you more for who you are and what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 134. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. So that's the end of 134. Song of Ascents, as they go to Jerusalem, as they worship him, those who are within the sanctuary, those who are serving, calling everyone to praise the Lord. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed many mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan, and he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is their breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And that's Psalm 135. Praising God for his creation. Praising him for the things he has done, praising him for release from bondage, praising him for being the one and only true God, whereas everyone else worships their own gods made with their own hands. We worship the one and only true God, and that brings us back to praising him. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This gives you a feel of some of the songs, they're written in this way where you have the same line over and over again and you keep coming back to it. Sometimes we think in music repetition's a bad thing. It's actually a very biblical thing. It's a good thing. It reminds us of the main theme. I'll start over. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. Guess what it says next? That's right. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made his great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. but swept Pharaoh and his army into the sea, Red Sea. His love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness. You want to say this one? Go ahead. That's right. His love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings. His love endures forever and killed mighty kings. His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His love endures forever and gave their land as an inheritance. His love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel. His love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate. His love endures forever and freed us from our enemies. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. That's the end of Psalm 136 and the end of our reading for today. Is there something in particular that catches your attention from one of these three psalms? You have time maybe to go back and read them over again. But I can tell you, I can't get over Psalm 136. The main phrase here, his love endures forever. It can also be translated as his mercy. And the idea that that love of God, merciful love of God, is the groundwork, is the foundation for everything before it and everything after it. Why do we give thanks through this psalm? Well, because his love endures forever. And then it goes through his works of creation, goes through his work of redemption, what he has done. And the refrain, his love endures forever. So I want to focus on that today, that phrase. So look at my wife, my children. Think about those who are close to me. Think about my church. Think about all the blessings of God when everyone else seems to be focused on the things that frustrate us, and I fully get it. But this is my commitment today. Whatever I hear, whatever I see, whatever I experience, whatever I think, whatever I feel, can I surround it with this truth? His love endures forever. Father, thank you for your word. Please help me, Father, to have that mindset today and every day after, to see everything and every person from that perspective. That would change my heart, Father. It will keep me from getting depressed. It will keep me from getting frustrated at everybody and everything that I don't like on that particular day. And even as I look within myself. So, Lord, help me to remember this and follow this. And I praise you for it. Your love endures forever. Amen.